The event brought out a couple of hundred people to downtown Spokane Friday. The idea was to raise awareness of some of the issues Indigenous people in our region face. Native drummers and singers opened the event in front of Spokane City Hall. There were several speakers, including Spokane tribal member Barry Moses, a speaker of the tribe's native language.
These are our words. This is our land. This is our country. And we look at the toxic political environment that we're in today, and it never ceases to amaze me. Some of the conversations that we hear, you hear people say, you know, oh well, this is America, speak English, and things like that. We hear those kinds of things, and it's always ironic to me. Say, well, we're not in England.
Also addressing the crowd was Ingrid Sobcook of Mayan descent, who said, despite being dominated by another culture for the last 500 years, her people and culture have survived.
We are still here. And we are still proud, and more than ever, to be the caretakers of this land. And we are fearless advocates that will continue to do so, regardless of what they throw at us.
Cook dedicated her address to two Central American detainee children who have died in custody in the U.S. The Spokane March was held in solidarity with a march in Washington, D.C. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.